he's been long touted as the next elite midfielder in the competition. Been a little bit limited with his durability in recent seasons, but he's been good enough to have a chat with us now. Crouchy, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much. You're back at training. How's the body feeling? A bit of a shock to the system that first week?
Yeah, it has been a little bit. Back into it and always a little bit sore in the first couple of weeks, but it seems as though the boys adapted pretty well and come back in reasonable shape, so it's a good sign.
Now, you've had the last two seasons pretty good sort of post sort of footy pre-season, then you've had a couple of injury niggles as the game started. How do you increase that durability?
Yeah, it is. It's been a frustrating one, mate. It's one of them things. I think some of it's been a little bit of luck at times, and other times maybe training a little bit too much or not enough. It can always be a few little things that add up to it. But I'm just hoping I can do all the right things in the gym and out on the track and sort of give myself every chance to stay out in the park, which would be nice if I could do a full pre-season and not get injured.
16 games last year, which was your highest return through your career. When you say, I guess you're hoping to not get injured, do you feel confident in your body and the consistency that you had, especially towards the back end of the season, that you can mainly stop worrying about getting injured and just focusing on being the elite player that we know you can be?
Yeah, for sure, Karen. I think probably over the last 3 or 4 years, one of the main, most frustrating things about it all is that the injuries have all sort of been different things, and probably 3 or 4 of them have sort of been impact injuries where I've been unlucky enough to cop a knee or fall one way or something where I broke a couple of bones. And so the frustrating thing for me is my body always has felt really strong, but I've just had these little sort of hiccups where I've missed a lot of footy, and it has been very frustrating over the last couple of years. So I'm really hoping that if I do everything right, eventually my luck will turn, and I can play a full season of footy, which would be really nice.
What about your body then, in terms of the soft tissue and the muscles? That's all good. You think you're over all those issues that you've had?
Yeah, for sure. I think last year I had a tiny little hammy, which I missed 2 weeks with, and it was very frustrating because the way it sort of worked when I missed the 2 weeks, we were playing really strong footy, and the third week I think the sample had a bye and stuff like that. So I've been a little bit unlucky, even though that was just a minor hamstring. But other than that, I've been really strong with a lot of my stuff I've done in the gym and sort of running wise. I really haven't had much other soft tissue injuries in the last couple of years. So fingers crossed it stays that way.
Just that moment you talked about where you missed those 2 weeks, the sample had a bye. You came back, you played 2 weeks, and you struggled a little bit, and then you had to go back to the sandfall and really regain some match fitness. Did that end up being, I guess, the impetus for the rest of the year after doing that for 4 weeks?
Yeah, for sure. I think probably it was a bit of a knock on the head, I guess. I think when I did come back, I felt as though I was fit and ready to go, but because I'd also had a limited pre-season as well, it doesn't help as well. And I'm one of the guys that needs to be out there training all the time to be fit. I'm not one of the sort of the freaks that can just come out and smash it and run straight away and fly. So I think I definitely need that little bit of load. Once I did play a couple of weeks and I felt really confident in my body, I think that held me in good stead in the second part of the season.
Jackson Edwards has been getting some press, has spent some time training with you guys, potential father-son in the coming years. Tell us a little bit about him. Have you been impressed by what he's done on the track?
Yeah, for sure. He's a left footer, which is a bit different to his old man. He's got a really nice kick, and it looks as though he's got the same sort of body shape as his old man as well. So, no doubt. I think next couple of years will be interesting to see where he ends up. Whether it's with us, we don't really know yet. So, hopefully, it is.
He's a bit taller than Dad. Dad's 178. Jackson's about 185. So,
there you go. Show you my
time. Well, I tell you what. You talked to his left footer, and he's a bit different to his dad. His dad could kick left foot like no one else anyway. It didn't matter to him. Crouchy, the midfield, looking from the outside and watching last year, I thought it's an area that you have to improve upon. There's some of the really top echelon teams, I think, bat a little bit deeper in the midfield than what you guys do. How important is it that you get 4 or 5 guys in there that have really good years?
Yeah, it is. It's obviously a major part of our game, I think. It probably showed out in the last final. It's probably that within us a little bit. We weren't up to it, and we got carved up by them. So that's been a bit of a focus for us, or something to give us a little bit of motivation over the pre-season. I think obviously that's what people are going to question, as they did last year at times as well. But we do think we've got a lot of good players that can go through there. We've got a lot of players from underneath that have played well last year in the sample. Hopefully that can keep us in good stead. I know it was obviously disappointing over the trade period. We couldn't get Bryce Gibbs, but we're just going to have to sort of work with what we've got now. And I think that's still pretty good. I think that's still definitely, we play our role together and play as a team. I think our midfield definitely on its day is more than AFL standards.
Let's talk about what you got, because I was super impressed by Charlie Cameron and what he did through the midfield. Any left field ones that have been training with the midfield as pre-season's got underway, or some surprises we might see roll through there?
Yeah, we've had Charlie training with us in the midfield at the moment, and he's flying. He's very he looks very good in there. I think Curtly Hampton as well has come back and trained a little bit with the midfielders as well, which he played predominantly as a half back last season in the sample. I think Riley Knight will play a little bit more through the midfield at times. So we've got a lot of different players that could roll through there. So I think the focus over the last couple of years for us has been our outside sort of run and carry and stuff like that. And I think probably a lot of these younger guys coming through are going to give us a lot more of that. So I think hopefully we'll see us with a little bit more speed on the outside at times, and that'll be exciting for everyone.
One of the other things, we spoke with Don Pike last week. He talked about a bit more focus in the pre-season on the grunt stuff around the contest. So that'll suit you, mate, in the bit of pre-season clashes that you might do.
Yeah, it's always interesting. I think I know definitely a couple of years ago when we had Walsh, we focused on that a heap, and it definitely came in because we got a lot better at the ground ball and that focus. And I think we ended up ranked number one for that season. So I think, like anything, if you really focus on something, you normally get results. And I think, looking at the sort of statistics from last season, I think especially against the good sides, we didn't quite get that right. I think against some of the lesser sides, we could blow some of them teams out of the water with that stuff. But we really couldn't get it done against the best sides. I think that's a huge focus for us going forward.
And Jordan Galluccio, I spoke to a couple of people at Adelaide, and they were rapt that he was available at the draft. What's your first impressions? I mean, got a bit of speed from all reports.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he's very quick, and I think he did the highest leap or something like that at the draft camp as well.
Broke Nick Natanui's record.
Jeez. Might have put him in the ruck.
He's only 6 foot. That's the trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So he looks really strong and fit, and all the boys look like they're in pretty good condition when they first come in. I think it goes to show how much more weights and stuff they can do these days when they're young, because they actually come in when they're quite developed these days. So it's definitely changed, I think.
How was your holiday with Tex in the off season? What did you and the big fella get up to?
We went over to America and Hong Kong, so we went there for about 3 weeks, did the Hong Kong races and then spent a bit of time in Vegas, New York and San Francisco in America. So it was the first time I've been over there, and it was a great experience. And Big Tech showed me the ropes, and he's been over there a few times. So we visited a few of his dodgy places that he wanted to go and see.
Well, it was rather humorous following you on Twitter and Instagram and all that sort of stuff. He didn't lead you astray, did he?
No, not at all, actually. We were reasonably well behaved. We were staying there on the flight home. I think we actually behaved pretty well. So it wasn't just a over there and party trip. We tried to go over and see the sights as well.
There's a bit of surprise in your voice there when you said we were reasonably well behaved. Hey, yeah. Brad, good luck for this year. I think every Crows supporter wishes you just have a great pre-season. You get a run of it, because we've had a taste at different times of what you've been able to produce, and we'd love to see that for 22 games in a year.
No worries. Thanks, Vic. Cheers, boys.
There we go. Brad Crouch, one of the midfield guns who they're hoping is going to fire off all cylinders this year. As I said, I saw him play a game as a 19-year-old. He had 41 disposals, and you just knew that Adelaide had a very special player. Unfortunately, hasn't been able to get that body right for long enough to be able to produce that.
We were talking about that off-air, weren't we, today in the sport room, and just love to see him get that confidence, which I think he's getting in his body, the games that he played in a row last year, to use that speed and breakaway power from the stoppage and have the influence that we know he can have. But always a pleasure to catch up with Brad. Thanks for his time. Brad Crouch was our guest.